Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
UFOs, crop circles, shape-shifting creatures, and cattle mutilation. Could this be the most paranormal sight in the world? Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and this week we travel to the terrifying Skinwalker Ranch. Some have titled this ranch in northeastern Utah cursed due to the high amounts of paranormal activity, and it's now known by many as Skinwalker Ranch. When Terry Sherman got so scared by the happenings on his new cattle ranch, he was only able to last 18 months before selling the 512-acre site. He and his wife Gwen shared their experiences with a local reporter in June 1996. They had seen UFOs, crop circles, and the systematic mutilation of their cattle in a bloodless manner. In the local paper, the Desert News, it was said that the Shermans had seen three specific types of UFOs repeatedly during the past 15 months. A small, box-like craft with a white light, a 40-foot-long object, and a huge ship the size of several football fields. They've seen one craft emit a wavy red ray or light beam as it flies along. They've seen other airborne lights, some of which have emerged from orange circular doorways that seem to appear in midair. They've videotaped two of the sightings. But apparently, what they have witnessed is not unusual for the Utah Basin.
For a long time, we wondered what we were seeing, if it was something to do with a top secret project. I don't know really what to think about it.
They once discovered three circles of flattened grass, each about 8 feet across in a triangular pattern, about 30 feet from each other. In a nearby pasture, other strange soil impressions have been found, circles about 3 feet wide and a foot or two deep, with the dirt in the centre perfectly flattened. One of the flying lights followed Gwen's car on her way home from work one night.
It looked like headlights, but they were a little ways away from the craft, and there was a red glowing thing, about an 18-inch circle. It just lit the whole side of the mountain up like broad daylight.
While out in one of the fields with the family dogs, Terry heard male voices speaking an unfamiliar language. The voices seemed to be about 25 feet above him, but Terry couldn't see a thing. The dogs were frantic. They barked and growled before running off to the ranch house, Terry said. The Shermans have linked the sightings with the death or disappearance of seven of their cows. Four have disappeared without a trace. Three others have been found dead and partially mutilated.
We've seen the UFOs enough and we know pretty much what the craft looked like. And I think it's definitely associated with the cattle mutilations. When we see the crafts and then the cattle, we have problems.
You talk to a lot of people around here that at one time or another have seen something they just can't explain. There's been a lot of cattle mutilations, and a lot of them weren't reported. Several ranchers told me that when they had a mutilation, they just called the authorities, and the authorities couldn't do anything, so it was just a waste of time and effort. It went clear down here and just above where this cow's mutilated. It went over some poplar trees there that are probably 40 to 50 feet tall. That's the first time we realised that it wasn't an RV.
The ranch was bought by UFO enthusiast Robert Bigelow, which I'll talk about in a bit. He set up round-the-clock surveillance, but they were unable to capture any meaningful evidence. Were the Shermans lying about what they saw? Or were they seeing things that the nearby Native Americans had taken note of centuries earlier? The Shermans also claimed to see mysterious large animals, most notably being a wolf three times bigger than a normal wolf. Then on the night of March the 12th, 1997, after the ranch had been sold off, biochemist Colm Kelleher, working with Bigelow's National Institute for the Discovery of Science, claimed to see a large humanoid creature spying on the research team from a tree. It lay motionless, with the only indication of its presence being the penetrating yellow light of the unblinking eyes. After Kelleher shot at it, it scarpered, leaving a single oval track 6 inches in diameter with two sharp claws protruding from the rear, almost looking like a bird of prey.
If it's snow, it's hard for 1,200 or 1,400-pound animal to just walk off without leaving tracks, or to stop and walk backwards completely and never miss their tracks. It was just gone. It was very bizarre.
Repeated sightings of human-like creatures have led some to invoke the name Skinwalker, a shape-shifting character from Navajo tribal folklore. Among the Navajo, Skinwalkers are like werewolves, evil witches who can transform themselves into the creatures of their choosing. But Sherman's family ranch was 400 miles north of Navajo Nation. It was next to Utah Territory. What could this creature have been? Now, you see, there's a few things in this case that absolutely fascinate me. The first being that every door inside the ranch, inside the house, had large, heavy duty locks and deadbolts on both sides of the doors, and all the windows were bolted shut. Why on earth would you have dead bolts on either side of your doors? I mean, to me, that's a bit creepy. The family, while staying there, this first family, the Shermans, were so upset, and they actually used the words they felt they were being tormented. They gave an interview, as we mentioned earlier on, to a local newspaper, and this did catch the eye of the National Institute for Discovery of Science, or NIDS for short. And as we just discussed, this institute was founded by, he was a real estate developer, Robert Bigelow, who then, so encaptured by this case, ended up purchasing the ranch. Now, for 8 years, that's a long time, NIDS conducted scientific investigations into the property and the land. And because of that, a book called Hunt for the Skinwalker was published. So these creatures that are being seen, they're described as being the size of three times the size of a wolf. And the most extraordinary thing happened when the family first moved in. I think it was the first day that they actually moved in. They saw this enormous wolf-like creature coming towards the family. And it seemed quite friendly enough. And at one point, I think one of the sons said, oh, you know, can we have it as a pet? Look, it seems quite friendly. And then it turned, went towards the fence and grabbed a young calf that had its head poking out of the fence and decided it was going to have this calf. Well, as you can imagine, the family were really shocked by this and took out a gun, and the creature was shot at point blank range, and it was shot again. And the third shot, only on the third shot, did the creature release the calf. And the weird thing was, there was no blood, there was nothing, no wound could be seen. The owner then picked up a rifle and shot two more times, where a piece of the animal's flesh seemed to come away and it was on the floor. The animal then ran away. When the family went to look at the skin on the ground, the flesh, it was really unusual. And there was an awful, terrible, rotting flesh smell that came with it. And in 2 years, unidentified creatures were seen on the land, and not just sort of these wolf creatures or these huge, I don't know what to describe them, these sort of alien creatures with large talons and bizarre they seem to be, but also unusual birds of prey, very colourful birds that weren't, supposed to be in that area. They weren't from that country. They weren't from America, which I find extraordinary. Now, we move on to the paranormal activity. And I know, you're listening to this and you're thinking, when we talk about paranormal activity, a lot of people talk about orbs. Well, these orbs that were experienced inside the ranch and around the ranch and on the land weren't just the orbs that I've seen. I wish I could experience these orbs. They were like huge glass spheres, and inside them there seemed to be this blue liquid. They were incredible to look at. Were they extraterrestrial? That's my thinking, because they were like nothing anybody had ever witnessed or seen or reported before. One particular, I think it was early evening, the owner was out and he had three dogs, quite large dogs, and they saw these orbs appeared out of the trees. The dogs went into a complete rage and seemingly incredibly excited by seeing these blue balls, these blue orbs floating in front of them. And the dogs ran off following these three orbs. The owner called these dogs, called the dogs, called the dog. They never came back. They never came back. He went back. It was too dark to go and look for them and thought they'll come back on their own. The following morning, he went out to search for his beloved three dogs and instead found flattened pieces of earth. Remember, I talked about them at the beginning, flattened pieces of earth and three of them, like scorch marks. And in the middle of the scorch marks were like this sort of black mush, which the owner took to be his dogs. He knew then that he couldn't live on this ranch anymore. There was something evil about it. Something was possessing his home. So they put the ranch up for sale. Now, the array of UFOs that have been seen at Skinwalker are just phenomenal. Just so varied, and strange craft just flying over the house. Just incredible. Varied in size, as we talked about at the beginning of the episode. But this was really strange. The owner's wife was home alone, and she noticed on the drive how anybody had managed to get through the gates, she doesn't know. But she noticed on the drive that she saw like a motorhome, a van of some kind. And she was really frightened. She phoned her husband. He was away at the time and said, "You need to come home." He drove through the night to get home. She noticed that there was a man inside this van, but this man was wearing like a black visor and like a black uniform. And she saw the door being opened, and inside there were like computer screens and really weird equipment. In the morning, or when her husband came home, the van had disappeared, but all that was left was the most enormous boot print with no tread. It was absolutely huge, the scale of which I don't know, but can you imagine seeing that on your land? I mean, I think I would have had a heart attack and died. And then, of course, there's the story of the paranormal hitchhiker, which I know Glenn Hunter myself touched upon when we were last talking about the Skinwalker Ranch. This, to me, is really frightening. So you've got this extraordinary paranormal activity happening inside the house, these incredible balls of blue light. But not only that, we're talking about objects moving on their own, voices in strange high EMF readings. The list goes on and on and on. It really is quite extraordinary. But what happens is people will then visit the ranch, and then when they come home, something seemed to have followed them. The paranormal activity has followed them, and causing absolute mayhem in their own home. You know, why is this happening then? I believe that UFOs, aliens of some kind, are very close and possibly connected with paranormal activity, ghosts and so on. Now, you see, I want to read this to you because this is, I got it from Wikipedia, but the quotes are true. And because I know sometimes Wikipedia can be a little bit, is this true or not? But I found a couple of quotes from a skeptic. According to a skeptical author, Robert Schaefer, he writes, "The phenomenon at Skinwalker is almost certainly illusionary. Not only was the several years long monitoring of Skinwalker by NIDS unable to obtain proof of anything unusual happening, but also the people who owned the property prior to the Shermans, a family whose members lived there 60 years, deny that any mysterious phenomena of any kind occurred there. Schaefer says the parsimonious explanation is that the supernatural claims about the ranch were made up by the Sherman family prior to selling it to the gullible Bigelow. Schaefer wrote that many of the more extraordinary claims originated solely from Terry Sherman, who worked as a caretaker after the ranch was sold to Bigelow. In 1996, skeptic James Randi awarded Bigelow a Pegasus Award for funding the purpose of the ranch and for supporting John E. Max and Bud Hopkins investigations. The award category designated Bigelow as, quote, the funding organization that supported the most useless study of a supernatural, paranormal or occult. Wow. And well, the wow isn't in the end quote, but wow. So what's going on at Skinwalker? What do you think? Are there aliens? I believe there are. And I also think that the legend of a shapeshifter or skinwalker is very possible. Who on earth are we to snub, including James Randi, these ancient beliefs that Native Americans see as real beings? Anything is possible, and we mustn't be so ignorant and blind to scoff and shut them out. As I know, living in a haunted house myself, the ghostly occupants will only come and show themselves when they want to. So for all the reports and all the books and all the experiments and all the people that have lived, this family that lived there and talked about their experiences, I believe them. I really do. And I think it's very rude and very ignorant of people to just poo-poo it and say, what a load of nonsense. How dare they? How dare they? So when the scientists came to study the ranch, who's to say that the forces that were present decided not to play ball? There's too many stories, too many bizarre eyewitness accounts. And if the Native Americans are to be believed, then the land and the house on Skinwalker is definitely cursed by something. But what that something is, we don't know yet. God, please, I'm in my praying position. Father Christmas, anyone that can hear me, can you make it possible for me and my team to stay at the Skinwalker Ranch? Well, I can only wish, can't I?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I want to let you know about an amazing new offer just for you. We're launching a new weekly bonus series, Yvette Investigates. Each week, we'll be releasing a new episode as part of an investigation into a paranormal event or phenomena with leading experts and historians. For just 99 pence a week, you get this exclusive bonus episode delivered into your podcast feed, as well as getting our main episode ad-free and a day earlier than everybody else. There's three different tiers you can subscribe to. Head to paranormalpod.co.uk now to find out how to subscribe and become one of our podcast paranormal investigators. As a special thanks, we'll even give the first 50 paranormal investigators a shout out and a big thank you on the podcast. Welcome back. This week's experience is from Colin, who had a rather strange encounter in Greece.
My spiritual Greek encounter started last year when I went to Thessaloniki in Greece for 5 days. I managed to get away in between lockdowns. And I stayed at a place called the Caravan Hotel. The Caravan Hotel was formerly a bank. So the walls were really thick and you couldn't hear any noises from any of the rooms. And there was hardly any residents there, so it was really quiet. On the first night, it'd been really hot that day. So I lay in bed and I had the aircon on and I was covered by just by a single sheet. When I decided to go to sleep, I turned onto my side and the sheet was lying halfway up my arm. Straight away, as soon as I turned the lights on, there was a chair scrape along the floor, a wooden chair on the marble floor. And as soon as the chair scraped, the sheet that was covering my arm was moved up and over my shoulder, which was really strange because normally when you think of things like that, the sheet would naturally fall away. But this one didn't. It was brought up. It was like somebody was tucking me in because it was cold. The funny thing was, though, I wasn't scared. And usually anything spooky really scares me witless. I still managed to go to sleep and nothing more happened again that night. The second night, I came home early. I'd been out for a meal. Admittedly, I'd had a couple of beers, but, you know, nothing much. And as soon as I walked into the room, I wanted to be sick, really violently sick. Straight away, it hit me instantly. And I remember kneeling over the toilet pan, preparation for the volcanic deluge that was going to erupt from my stomach. Immediately, it just left me straight away, like somebody switching a switch. It went immediately. Later that night, as I lay in bed, I heard another noise. This one was like a slap, imagine a flip-flop slapping the floor. Something happened. It was like there was an energy flowing through me or laying on top of me. And I likened it later to a mild voltage surging through my body, like, say, like 50 volts. Not enough to hurt you, but like a gentle buzzing. And it lasted for about half an hour. And eventually I just plucked up courage and said, I know you mean me no harm, but I don't like this. Can you leave me alone? And it seemed to work, and it went away straight away. The next night, the same thing happened. A noise and then this energy. Well, this time it didn't go away. It lasted for about 4 hours. And then the final night, it happened again. Only this time for about half an hour. Again, it left when I said so. When I checked out next day, I'd spoken to the hotel manager, and they'd never heard of anything like this happening before. In all this time I was there, I never felt scared, and I was never worried about going to the room or being in the room on my own. It almost felt affectionate and not threatening at all, as if somebody was caring for me. When I came home, I did have problems. I had 6 months of anxiety because at one point I thought that it'd come back with me, because I kept having these similar kind of experiences every night. But that was anxiety brought on by what had happened in Greece. And once I realised that, everything returned back to normal. I'd really like some answers as to what people think happened to me in Thessaloniki. Thank you.
Colin, thank you so much for sharing your story. Wow. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? The fact that that sheet moved up and over your shoulder and you heard that flip of the flip-flops on the marble floor, and that wonderful electricity that you felt pulsating through your body, and it being there for such a long time. And it didn't just happen once, it happened a few times. But what I love about this is that you said, please don't do that, or words to that effect, you know, I don't like it, please make it go away. And it did, it stopped. And do you know your story, Colin, really, I've got something to share with you, because something happened to me recently in my own home that really scared me to death. This was only a few days ago. I was in the house on my own, and I'm always a little bit nervous when I'm on my own. Not from a paranormal nature, but I just don't really like being in the house when nobody else is here. Anyway, I'm on my laptop, and I have two doors before you get to my actual bedroom, which I lock when I'm on my own. And I'm there, and I'm on my laptop, and it's still light outside, and I've, you know, got a cup of tea and my biscuits, and I'm quite relaxed, and I'm on my laptop, and I'm looking up crystals, which I absolutely love. And I'm thinking, oh, shall I get this? Shall I get all of a sudden... Outside of the bedroom door, remember it's locked, I can hear somebody moving. Now, we live in a 16th century home. So as you can imagine, the floorboards are very creaky. And I can hear... And it went on like that, like somebody was swaying from side to side outside the door. First I thought, oh my God, Watson's somehow got up here, my dog. And then I thought, no, he can't, because I locked the doors. And you know that feeling, and Colin, you'll know, you'll understand this, because it's happened to you. That feeling of your adrenaline just, I don't know, just rushes through your body from your head, your fingertips to your toes, and everything, you're sort of in shock, and your breath is, and then I could hear my heartbeat banging in my own ears. I was so frightened because there was somebody in my house. There was a burglar in my house. I picked up my phone. I didn't ring Carl because he was on a most haunted event. And I thought, well, I'm not going to worry him. He's miles away. I know, I'll ring my daughter, Mary. She was out with some friends. And I phoned her. And as I brought my phone up to my ear, I could see my hand was shaking. I was so frightened. And this noise was still happening. Mary answered the phone. What's up, Ma? Are you okay? No, Mary, no, somebody's in the house. Somebody's in the house. I don't know what to do. Right, Ma, calm down. Right, you need to open the door. You need to find out who's there. And she told me to get, I have a samurai sword next to my bed, as you do. And so I took the samurai sword. There I was in my vest and my big apple catcher bedtime knickers. And I'm stood on the other side of the door with Mary on the phone. She's telling me what to do. And I'm tapping the sword against the door. And I'm saying, if you're there and you're a burglar, well, F off, I said. And as I'm tapping the sword on the door, I heard what sounded like, Remember, I'm very nervous, but I swear I heard it. It sounded like a little girl going, ah! just a quick little whimper, or a child. In my head, I got a girl, but it was a child. Then Mary said, you need to see if there's a human out there or not. So very bravely, I opened the door, had the sword, and there was nobody there whatsoever. And I shouted and I said, please stop. Stop. You're frightening me. And I know you don't want to frighten me. So please. And then I said to my dad, Dad, what's going on? You're supposed to stop this sort of thing from happening. Please. It's frightening me. And it stopped. Completely stopped. I mean, to be fair, it stopped as soon as I opened the door. I subsequently have found out that since doing my sittings, which I do each week with Carl and my friends, that if you do remember, we have two children that are ghostly residents of our house because they used to live here. And apparently it was the little girl and she'd come to say hello, but I'd frightened her. So I ended up having, my dad told me through the tapping, I must apologise. So I have. I stood there and I'm ever so sorry, Elizabeth, for frightening you. But you frightened me. Please, whenever you want to come and talk to me, come and talk to me in the daytime. But never when I'm on my own, in the house on my own, at nighttime when I'm ready for bed, because I'll always be scared. And so I explain myself. So sorry if I digress a little bit, but Colin, going back to what you said, it's always good to talk out loud. Always say, please stop this. It's frightening me. And 9 times out of 10, it will work. Now, you also said, you know, what do you think it could have been? Now, I really believe, if you were on the phone, I'd be asking this. Just before you went away on holiday, this is something I got in my head. Were you suffering from, stress? Were you exhausted, stressful? Had you had some sort of argument with somebody and you needed to just get away from it all? Forgive me if you didn't, but this is just me thinking that perhaps, this is what had happened to you before you came to Greece. And what happens is when we relax, our human bodies emit a different type of vibration. So you're relaxed. You're having a good time. You're seeing the sea. It's lovely warm weather. You're having lovely food. All of a sudden, our loved ones can then, they find it easier to come into that space, to come into your aura, to try and connect with you because you're relaxed. You're not so het up. Your mind isn't going 10 to the dozen all the time. You're thinking about things at work or, oh, I've had an argument with such and such a body and I'm really upset about it. All of a sudden that fades away and you are relaxed. Subconsciously, you are relaxing. So therefore, they can come into your vibration and let you know that they are around and make you feel relaxed. Now, it could have been a ghost from the bank, someone who had perhaps worked there. But I really think that someone close to you that's passed on wanted to give you some positive energy, some healing and some love. And I really believe that's what that electricity feeling is. Lots of people report that feeling when they are close to a spirit or they're having healing work done. So that's what made me think about you needing healing, Colin. And I really believe that would have worked. You also said that it happened to you when you were at home, but you then realized it was your anxiety. Hold on to that feeling because I really believe it's your loved one sending you love and healing. I hope that helps, Colin. I really, really do. Do get back in touch and let me know if that kind of makes sense. That would be great. Well, thank you for listening to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and a huge thanks to all our lovely listeners for sharing their visitation stories with me. You can get in touch and share your own stories. You can be anonymous. There's no need to give us your name if you don't want to. Here's the address. It's paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com, or we are on WhatsApp, and here's the number, 075-999-27537, and we are on Instagram, and our handle is @paranormalactivitypod. Now, you can stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow, and we'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, you can visit us at www.paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great week, stay safe, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.